Shmuz Parshas Chukas.
And when a person learns Parshas Koirach, that's one of the places that a person is very nervous when he learns Parshas Koirach. Why? Koirach is a big Talmid Chochem. He's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He sees his Einik Lach, Mishamshim B'Kihun HaGdoylo. He manages to put around him 250 Roshei Sanhedroes, Elitzur Ben Shdeyur V'Chaveirov, Chazal called them. Isn't every person that himself that thinks that he's a Choshevi guy, the most Choshevi guy that we know today, I don't know if he'll be Roy to be a Roshei Sanhedroes in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no connections, you know. Moshe Rabbeinu knew if you were big, you got there. No, no chokmas. 250 Roshei Sanhedroes. Koirach. Baal Ruach HaKodesh. They come to a machlekes with Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not going now into the koicha of machlekes. And Koirach very quickly goes mamish, becomes a pikoiretz. Chazal tells us how he became a pikoiretz. It's one of the famous kashas, Rambam and Meir Nevuchim, brings down. Shekol mi she'omdu avoisov al Sinai would never be a pikoiretz. Someone is a pikoiretz, you have to check for his yichus. Aye, Koirach. He started listening. Koirach was jealousy. Koirach was not happy. Koirach, l'shem happy. Koirach. Again, he couldn't stand what was happening, so he became happy. Koirach. The Torah is teaching us. The Torah is showing us bad sin. A person could be in a very high madrega. Very high. And his jealousy makes him to fight Moshe Rabbeinu, to become a apikoiras, to go low, low, low. That's what I'm trying to say. How a person knows that he's not the next one? How a person knows that he's not the next one to do the same mistake of Koirach? How you protect yourself? It's the kind of feeling, you know, to me it will not happen. And, you know, the car accident will not happen to me. The robbery will not happen to me. But it doesn't go like that. And if a person does not have a plan, how he's not going to fall in to be a Koirach, there's no reason that he will not become a Koirach. What, he finished Kiddushin? Koirach finished Shas 50 times. He's a tzaddik. Koirach is holy in Ruach HaKodesh. Koirach has Ruach HaKodesh. He's a different quality of a person. He's a different mahus of a person. And you think Koirach is a Nebach? His positions in Klal Yisrael, Moshe is on the top, Aaron is less. But Koirach is not one of the little jukes in the Baal. He's also very choshev. Moshe tells him, I'm out mikem. You have enough, yeah? Koyach would be nothing what Moshe is telling him. Moshe don't have enough. You got a choshev and porsche. You got a choshev and porsche. You know what? What do you want? And Koyach can't help himself. And he goes out to fight. Kine ha-taiva ve-ha-kovoi mo-tzim es-ha-odo min ha-oilo. Kine ha-taiva ve-ha-kovoi. That's what the Mefarshim say, that these are the last three parshas, if we go backwards. Koyach is kino. Before that is the meraglim kovoi. They were nervous that when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they will not have their position. This is not kino. Covet, they didn't try to get more, but at least not to lose our position. And they were scared, if they're going into Eretz Yisrael, they will not be the seam anymore. And before that was the taiva, skivris ha-taiva, arayas. Now, the Bali Musa, Be'etzem, Musa came down to the world, was to protect the person from falling in these things. People so quickly, you know, you're young, you don't see it in the world. You mamash see choshev the people. The bali maile. And pitam kina covered the taiva. It can't be, if it's choshev, it doesn't make sense. I'm not trying to mezalzel on no one. This is a part of the key. We're not trying to mezalzel. We'll try to mezalzel on someone, we'll lose the whole point. But if Koyach is not protected with all of his learning, with his Ruach HaKodesh, there's no reason that you will be protected. And a person has to work on himself not to have the midas akina. Not to be jealous. For sure, like Chaim Salvador says, that emunah and bitochen is be'etzem aleph be'ezev aki. But it's not the only thing. And I will explain. Avadim, when you believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and no one could take away what you have, and no one could take away your position, and what you deserve to get, you will get anyway, and what you don't deserve to get, you will not get. So there's no reason to mekane someone else. There's no reason to mekane someone else. I want to go a little bit backwards. Cain v'Hevel, two brothers. Cain is makriv a korban, and Hevel is makriv a korban. Va'isha Hashem leminchas Hevel, ve'lo yishoha leminchas Cain. Cain takes a knife and kills his brother. They were not so close, they were only a couple of hours together, yeah? But they were in a high madrigas. He couldn't stand it that Hashem, what do you mean? The guy didn't do nothing wrong. He just did a korban like you did. Hashem likes him more. Cain cannot help himself, and he kills his brother. Chazal said he didn't know from who you kill. Yeah, we know, you take off the head. Start with the hands and the feet. He just didn't know where you kill. He made holes all over. Chazal tells us. Again, a terrible kina. Terrible kino came to kill his brother. The teva of the Odom, he's a Rachman, he's a Merachem, he's a Meiti, he likes to do chesed, but he has a koyach of a kino that is like fire. Rekev atzomis kino. Person is a terrible midah to mekane what the other person has. to be jealous of the other person. So I want a little bit together to be oived how you machmir the midas akina. It's not easy. If a person thinks that in 1 minute he will manage to kill it, some people say, bichla, I don't have a kina. It's not what to talk to them. Now the person realizes that it's a musig of kina, he thinks that he could finish it in 1 minute. He can make it to disappear in 1 minute. And you have to know it's a void of years. But again, I want to tell you, if you don't work on it, you don't understand. You find yourself such a ashchos, I see it. There's a bocher that is mekane the second bocher. You find out shidduchim about him, he spoils it for him. Because he's mekane. I tell you, I went away for Shabbos. Shabbos chizu. Tammuz, zman tshuva mamash mevo. Shir with the girl, chizu. So he met there a year, he was the Rav of Rachasim. Chasim is sitting near Haifa. And he spoke. He came to visit us in the middle. And he said over a story that gave me a message. He said, when he tried to pick up this whole place, this whole campus in Balichuva, Mamish, Friday kids from all over the area, Mamish, thousands of Balichuva, he didn't have money. And he met Zev Wolfson back and forth. And he told him, listen, I managed to organize now that the American government is giving $2.2 million. In that days, I think in our days, it would be around close to $50 million. So $2.2 million to the Ponovicharov to make a school in Ashdod for girls for Balichuvah. I made a cheshbon for the Ponovicharov is enough for the school that he wants to do, 1 million. 1.2. I think a million he can give to you. So you'll have a million to build your business. And the guy that was helping to get it started to yell, chutzpah, it's Panovich Sharov, it's one of Panovich. So this Rav asked the guy, if the Panovich Sharov said that he's masking, you have a problem? They met the Panovich Sharov, get it? And they told him the idea that a million will go to this Chasim. Panovich Sharov, for a minute, was quiet. After a minute, he gave him his hand. He said, "Zayn be'atzlocha v'mazel tov." It's like today, in our days, Moshe Yeshiva Smir will get a donation of $25 million, and they will just give it to someone else. He's trying to help boys. No one knows about it. No one knew about the story before. Then you wonder why the Panovich Sharov was matzliach. When they had last week a siyum for Beis Yishai, it's the guy that gave a building. It's called Beis Yishai. His name was Yossi Sfer. Here's the name of his wife's father. He also had Yom Chamishi. They made a siyum. Very friendly with the person. He's a big Baal Tzedakah. He gave a lot of buildings all over the world. A couple of years ago, I went for a Shabbos Elul. They asked me to come for a Shabbos Chizuk in Yad Malachi, a city. It's a yeshiva for Mizrahi boys that become Haredi. I go for Shabbos. You know I like these people, so they call me. So I had to be there for a Shabbos. I come for a Shabbos. Mamash, the mamash don't give what to eat. It's mamash like betzim. So it's like that's a shita. Maybe they don't have money there. I go. All different little dorms. And the main besmedrash, like I remember last year. This year I couldn't go. My mishpacha couldn't go. I took some bachur with me. I remember. sitting with us here. And I see this huge Beis Medrash. It's called Beis Yishai. I go to check. Yes, sister. So I called him up on the hour before Shabbat. I said, yes, sister. Now I'm really jealous. I thought already I'm going to do Kira somewhere. I see you here before me. He gave his whole building. He told me, why do you think I gave this building? Before I gave here a building. And Mr. Tzvi took me down with a car and brought me here. He said, here you're building them a building. And I built that building. Some people think, yeah, if I would have the connections, if I would have that like Mr. Tzvi, I would also be a Mr. Tzvi. You don't understand. All the stories are very important. But these stories are bigger from all of the stories. He doesn't have nothing from it. His yeshiva doesn't get boys from that place. There's no shaykhs. No one in the world knows, and I myself, I was very close to the yeshiva, I never knew that this Yossi Stern gave a huge building out of nowhere, in the middle of nowhere, when Mr. Tzvi told him to give it. He gave money to Tifrach. Mr. Tzvi left it to Tifrach to give a building in Tifrach. And the mayor was going in debts and debts and debts and debts and debts. Not that he took money from the mayor, he made debts, and he also did. But they take his own dollars, give here, give here, give here. This is the 180 degrees fakel from jealousy. The Panovich Yehov fagin for someone else. A lot of people, they say, Alamov, you know, you want to grow. Grow up. Don't push the people near you to stay small. There's two ways to grow. You can make everyone very short, so you stay high, or you just climb on the ladder and you become big. The midas don't happen in one day. The people that are matzliach, they have reshundi kisiyata dishmaye. Eventually you will find out, Panovich, what Beit did in Klal Yisrael. What do you think Panovich did later? 2 months a year going around the world collecting money. They say that when the Chazanish, he told the Chazanish, when you come to the Shemayim, what do you tell the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the Chazanish told Panovich, what do you mean? He said, I will tell them, I was Makiv Adam Gadol for saving Klal Yisrael. Instead of me becoming Adam Gadol, I went around and I saved after the war and I put everything, all the data together. Chazanish, what you did for Klal Yisrael? Panovich was a Goyen Olam. He was the Rav Panovich. Not the Pshat. He started his life after the war. He saw it was no terror. He went and he put Rav Shach together, Rav Dovid together. He made all these, Shmuel, all of that he did. But Chuz Panovich, he had Moses for all different kids that, you know, that's a shroom to make the shroom. Hundreds, thousands. But the others. And he went around collecting. But he felt that this person could save hundreds and thousands of kids up north, far away at the edge, where no Yiddishkeit is there. So he gave 50% of his donation. 50%. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him. And Mr. Tzvi Finke took his main donor, opened a yeshiva for his Mizrachi to become Haredi, build him a Beis Yishai. Not high like this Beis Yishai, but at least big like this Beis Yishai. Kina is the opposite. Ein Toivo is the right meter. We have to start to get used to forgive for the other person. A person sometimes cannot hold himself. I remember when I was in Gemara, mamish after my chassidut, I was in Geitze. And it was a shir over Shabbos. The whole city was there. Choshen was a shir. Gave the shir. All mamish knew also. I mean, he had a mistake, I think. And I yelled up in the middle. And I shlugged up Mashiach. Then after that, I met him. And he said, no, I'll give you a bracha, and one time you'll be in such a mess, and someone else will shlug you. So I said, he said, if you do like this, so why you did it to me? He said, you're missing about thinking about the other person. Give me Muslim. So it's the Ava Sateira that you had. Oh, right. The Chochma is forgive for the other person. Let the other person to have. He's not taking from you. It starts a lot of times in life. A bacher made a shidduch. Try to be very practical. Maybe. I want to get, but I will start. This guy makes a fist of shidduch. Everything, yeah? Not saying what is everything, because everyone has different mustagim. What is everything, yeah? Some person thinks that, you know, no money is givaldik, one person thinks a lot of money is givaldik. Yeah, one thing's chitzenius, one thing's plinius, one thing's both, one thing's last. I'm not, you know, it's very hard to speak to Bachim to know what is a good shidduch. But it's a good shidduch mamash, a knack of the kimatza. Everyone is saying, wow. Now, you know Epis, but it's not a wow. Yeah, she's missing her eye, obviously. Yeah? No one knows, it's glass. You can't help yourself to say, "Ah, it's garbage." Why? It's what? You don't want to do the shidduch anyways, right? She has an eye for glass. You don't want to do the shidduch. But you can't even forgive Yemen that people think that he made something good. Look how bad is your jealousy. Now the next step is. When that person did not take someone with an eye of glass. He has a normal girl. This is his shidduch. He doesn't know what to do. He took it. So, it's not available for you anymore. Even if you bring the shidduch, you will not do it until you brought the shidduch. Yeah? Forgive him. Forgive him. You can't forgive him. It's mina sakina. Person is to start to work. Forget. Say a nice word. He didn't take away from you. Make him to feel good. Guy gives a drush, gives a chabura. Say a nice word. Get used to forgiving. So I'll say for a start, it's two parts to start. First is for sure Muna Bitochen to believe that no one is taking away from you. We have to mechazik that chelek. But it's not enough to mechazik that chelek that he's not taking away from you. It's not enough. You have to start to do ma'isim. But of course, man, you really think that he's taking from you, it's hard for you to do it. But to do the mycene with the things together, you know, it's a soul, it's very mutsu. Neighbors, mamish fight. People build out, they extend their apartments, you build on the roof, under the roof, under the side. Yeah, you can't do it anyways. All the neighbors get so jealous. What bothers you? What bothers you, Stephen? He's not forgiving him. You're jealous of him. You're right. If you don't start to work on it, told me a yid, if you don't start to work on it, when you're 70 years old, you have to stay home, you can't go to chassidus. That's what you mean. He said, you come to a wedding, you're 70 years old, you're expecting to get a kibbutz. You stand there, maybe a aid, maybe in some fiddushim, maybe first bracha, maybe second bracha, maybe to put the cup under the foot of the chassid, yeah? You can't enjoy the chassid. Chassid is over. No one is thinking about it. But you're so jealous. You can't enjoy the wedding. Don't say, yeah, but I'll not be a rabbi, I'll not be a... you'll be an uncle, and the other two uncles that, you know, that don't have beards, they got, and you have a beard. It changes you all of your life. If you don't work on jealousy, you hate. So what happens? You start to hate this person, and you're upset with this cousin, and you start to have shaykhs to this cousin, and to that cousin. Your life becomes disaster. It happened to Korach also. You have to understand. You know, today is a generation people like money. So now is our time as a moment became very popular. Korach was one of the three richest people in the world. Yeah? We say Alma Osher Ke Korach, yeah? He says that he had the most money in the world. You know, with money you could buy everything. Yeah? He had a position. You rent. You're not Alma Koyach, but you're rich. Forget about everything with Korach. He was rich. And he was carrying in the mirbo his riches. Yes, not the pshat. He's like Hevel Avolim and he left it in Mitzrayim. A lot of money. He knew what he wants. A jealousy came. Chazal tell us, Yerovam ben Evat, Bai says he was a big person, and he fell, and it was Machti Klal Yisrael and Avedi Zohar. We don't know what it means. I'm waiting for the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu will hold on to me. Tofse. Omar loy chazoyr b'cho. Ve'ani ve'ato u'ben Yishai netayel began Eden. I get that. I finish. I'm closing my room, waiting to die. Ato u'ben Yishai netayel began Eden. Omar loy mi barosh. Omar ben Isha. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Omar yochel loy bein. Chaim Shulevitz says, Hashem told him, Ato, ani, Ato ben Isha. Because he asked, he already was switched. Gan Eden. We never know if we'll make it. Shall I be number one or number two? I can't stand it. Now, we see the big people fall when it happens to them. By us, it happens the whole time. If we're not careful, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. We slip right away. We think, when the Nisayon will come, I will know not to be... You can't control jealousy. Cain kills his brother from jealousy. Families kill each other from jealousy. Terrible. We have to start to work on it. So I say the Aleph base, the Tchilas Avodah, is to believe that no one could take away. But the second step, to do. For example, someone gets engaged, you're killing yourself in jealousy, forgive him. First go over to him, wow, I heard you made an amazing shidduch. Inside is burning, amazing shidduch. One step ahead. Eventually you'll tell the oilam that he made an eventual festive shidduch. You'll forgive him. Here's someone who's a big bad stalker. Yeah, maybe you have things that he does that you don't accept. Sometimes you're a Rebbe, maybe you have to teach the Olam. Wow, he's such a patzdok. Wow. Now they say, yeah, but he's... It's a choshev in you, they say, why, he's such a festive shir. Yeah, but he's... Forgive. Yeah, sometimes the Rebbe has to mechav, not to learn from that Talmid Chacham. They say good on someone, good. You are the one that says good. You are the one that says good. You're not the one. I was Makar once a Kabbalah. People ask me to give money to this person, to give money. I never say not. I never say not. My job is to be the yes guy, not the no guy. I can say I don't know. I never say no. I don't think these people deserve to get it. It's not my job. Be a yes person. Not a no person. But I want to tell you, remember, if you don't start, forget about killing people. Forget about going off the derech. You will not manage to stand in weddings. It will happen to everyone. Your kids will not give you the respect. You'll be jealous of them. They'll be a bit more successful from you. Your brothers will be successful. You'll just not forgive them. Invite them.